This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 300 flights out of Denver International Airport were canceled today due to the snow. Most of those cancellations are from SkyWest, Southwest, and Frontier Airlines. The airport has received more than 8 inches of snow thus far. Meanwhile, Interstate 76 is closed from Sterling to the Nebraska line. A new state program has reduced the state's long wait list for court-ordered mental health treatment. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Hundreds of mentally ill people facing criminal charges are waiting months in jails for an inpatient bed so they can potentially be competent enough to stand trial. But a new state program has restored competency for a few dozen of these people in jail, and state officials are calling that a success. Some mental health advocates, though, worry about jail-based restoration programs and think very sick people do better outside of a jail setting. The program is funded by the federal government and pairs people in the criminal justice system with people who can teach them basic legal knowledge and skills to communicate with an attorney. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State Democrats are reacting with caution to calls for further lowering Colorado's income tax. The push was made by fellow Democrat Governor Jared Polis during his State of the State address Tuesday. Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon of Denver.
So when we're talking about minimizing property and income tax, we also have to talk about what is it that the state won't continue to do. You know, everybody wants to keep as much money as they can, but they also demand excellent schools, great roads, more, rangers in our parks.
Right now in Denver, it's 24 degrees. This is CPR News.